G'day, welcome to Partakers and our Easter 2018 series, where we are looking at the death and resurrection of that most extraordinary man of history, Jesus Christ. Jesus is buried within a sealed and guarded unused tomb. Or is he? Let's look at what the historical gospel accounts say. Remember, this is a historical record. Let's look firstly at the sequence of events over the period of time after Jesus' death till he ascends back to the Father. Now remember, the gospels are documents which have recorded historical events. All four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell us that Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried within a tomb. A tomb which, remember, was sealed and guarded. So what do these four gospels say happened next? The two Marys watch the burial. Roman soldiers go and guard the tomb and place an official Roman seal upon it. The breaking of that seal would mean death for the people breaking it. Then some women prepare some burial spices, then rest. An angel rolls the stone away. The women arrive at dawn with spices to find an empty tomb. Angels appear to women. Women then run back to tell the disciples that the tomb is empty. Peter and John run ahead and investigate this empty tomb before returning home. Mary Magdalene weeps by the tomb, and there she sees two angels. So the tomb is empty, but where is Jesus? Well, Jesus makes some appearances. Firstly, Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Then he appears to other women. Then the women report back to the disciples that they have seen this Jesus. Then on the road to Emmaus, Jesus appears to two people there before vanishing. Then Jesus appears to Simon Peter. These two people on the Emmaus road then report back to the disciples in Jerusalem. Then Jesus appears to his disciples, but Thomas isn't there. And then the disciples report this to Thomas, who doubts it all, before Jesus appears to the disciples as well as Thomas. Jesus then appears to seven people. We don't know their names. Then Jesus questions the Apostle Peter three times. Then Jesus appears to more than 500 people at a time, before finally Jesus appears to James, and Jesus is ascended back to the Father. Wow. So, okay, Jesus is resurrected. What evidence do we have for Jesus' resurrection? As you read the gospel accounts and the letters of the New Testament, particularly the book of Acts, you will notice the changed attitude of the disciples after seeing the risen Jesus. These people were defeated, cowardly people. All of a sudden, they're victorious and brave. What was the catalyst? Seeing the risen Jesus. And nobody who could have produced the dead body of Jesus did so. Their silence is as significant as the preaching of the apostles. Or we can look at the multiple appearances of Jesus to various numbers of individuals and groups of people at various times of the day and differing circumstances. One person may have an hallucination, but not more than one person having the same hallucination. Wow! This shows that Jesus' resurrection was physical in nature. Some people purport that Jesus' resurrection was spiritual in nature and not physical. But the amount of people that saw him physically afterwards dispels that particular myth. Jesus' body was touched by Thomas. Jesus touched people physically. And what about the current tangible evidence? The survival and inordinate growth and impact of the early church, and that the church is still growing 2,000 years later. If there was no bodily resurrection of Jesus, would people really have risked persecution and death for knowing a lie? And knowing that the lie is a lie. One or two people maybe, but not hundreds, not thousands. Wow. Jesus rose from the dead physically into a new body. Wow.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.